Anthony Joynes, RSPCA inspector on the Wirral. Most of the complaints that I go to of neglect and cruelty involve dogs. Secondly to that, it's cats. We deal with a lot of beating complaints. People who are, a lot of the time, shouldn't have a dog in the first place. They're taking animals on. You know, mainly, in my opinion, it's because they're so easy to get hold of. You can take an animal home now at the click of a button. Gumtree, free to a good home. People who should never have animals in the first place are taking animals home. They're taking a dog home. They don't know how to train it. They don't know how to care for it. The dog may start messing in the house. They start hitting the dog. And then eventually, you know, sometimes it's too late and I've turned up to dead animals in houses that have been beaten to death. And they're, you know, I've dealt with quite a high number of them over the last couple of years, and they're the cases that never leave you, really. I lose sleep over them at night because, you know, my job at that point then is to get justice for the animal and make someone pay for what they've done. But it's mainly dogs. It's mainly neglect. And then there's with a sprinkling of sort of really severe non-accidental injury as well.
How hard is it to get your head around when, you know, obviously dogs are meant to be a man's best friend?
Well, I mean, I find that in the northwest, Merseyside, Wirral, you've got either end of the spectrum of people. The vast majority are absolutely fantastic, caring people, and they're the people who see things and go, "That's not right. I'm gonna report that." And then the other end of the spectrum, we've got a very small minority, but they are accounting for quite a high number of cases, and the severity of those cases are, you know, stomach churning in a way. So I think, you know, one case in particular I dealt with last year was the case of dog Ruby. It was she was a pug cross and 8 weeks old, and she was punched in the face and broke a jaw. And that dog was touch and go to survive at some point because we thought maybe she'll never be able to eat again. We rewired a jaw, and luckily she's been rehomed. So it's hard because, you know, how do you in this day and age consider what would go through someone's head to go and commit that sort of horrific crime? And I don't think I'll ever understand it. And I don't think it'll ever stop either. Unfortunately, there are always going to be those cases. You know, from my experience, I think anybody who was going to take on an animal should have to pass some sort of test and take on a license. Anything to safeguard animals, in my opinion. But I think, is it policeable? Is it enforceable? Probably not. Would it be another tax on the actual responsible people that would do it? Probably. But ideally, I think the constraints on how easy it is to get hold of an animal should be tightened up massively. I think it should be illegal to sell, buy and give animals away free to a good home on the internet. The punishment is maximum of 6 months in prison and an unlimited fine. Are they serious enough? Definitely not, I would say. Some of the cases that I've dealt with over the last few years, you know, you put months and months of work in for somebody who's done the most abhorrent sort of cruelty, and they can be looking at 10 weeks in prison. I don't think that's enough, but that's the legislation, that's the law that we're working with. I know a lot of people will then criticise the court, but you can't, because the court are working within the remit of what their sentence and powers. Hopefully there might be scope in the future to increase that. Just happened in Ireland, I think between 2 and 5 years now for serious dog fighting, so maybe we should follow suit.